California Act today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. The cherry trees in California are sitting dormant now, but they will be waking up soon for what the industry hopes to be a better season than the last few years. Nick Mateus is spokesperson for the California Cherry Board.
So yeah, you know, January, February, they're waking up the trees. The trees are waking up and getting ready to push and leaf and bud and produce a crop by late April. We've had, I think, a decent amount of chill, what we call chill portion.
Which means enough minimum temperatures to help the trees become more vigorous in the spring.
It's one of the things that makes growing cherries particularly challenging in this state. But by January, folks will know, and hence, you know, based on that information, that's when the rest-breaking materials are sprayed if needed.
And Mateus said cherry growers this year, well, they need a break.
I would call the last 3 years pretty bad. Last year, we got rain at the wrong time. So we had a lot of split cherries that just didn't make it to the market. The year before that, it's anybody's guess is as good as anybody else's. There was some speculation amongst the growers, like maybe it had something to do with bloom and pollination. Some thought maybe the chill was a factor too. And of course, when you talk about any kind of factorial statistical analysis, I'm sure there are many combinations that would be impossible to simplify. Nowhere in the state did we have a really good crop set 2 years ago. Then last year we had a good crop set, but we had rain. So, but that, you know, that story with cherries, we're always trying to squeeze into a really tight window, whether it comes to growing conditions or market.
But most consumers in California really hope that this upcoming season will be a good season for cherries.
The only thing that makes it worthwhile is if people still just love to have those cherries at the earliest chance possible.
That's Nick Mateus with the California Cherry Board. California receives a big grant from the USDA to combat invasive pests and diseases. Brian German has the story.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced the grant recipients as part of their Plant Pest and Disease Management and Disaster Prevention Program. California will share nearly $12 million in funding from USDA on 36 different projects aimed at combating invasive agricultural pests and diseases. Projects that will be supported by these grants include a detector dog program to sniff out smuggled agricultural products and packages, along with an early detection system for honeybee pests.
California can put this grant to good use. Now this message.
An aggressive new plan to provide California with fresh water is being proposed, and it looks like this plan could very well see the drought problem go away for the next 50 to 75 years or even longer. 28 new inland modular desalination plants are being proposed to be built in 6 locations, and an additional 7 billion gallons per day of new water would be produced to supply the Central Valley region, Los Angeles, and San Diego. 7 billion gallons is equivalent to more than 22,000 acre-feet, again, per day. The capacity can be increased as the demand increases in the future, possibly taking care of water concerns until the end of the century. The Western Water Replenishment Program website, WWRP2020.com, has the details about who would get the new water and where the plants would be built. If the projects can make it through the political channels, this could very well be the end of California's water concerns for many years to come, or at least our lifetime. Again, go to WWRP2020.com for more information.
Wishing all of you a great and safe new year. This is California Ag Today.